Hello, and welcome to The Friendship Quest, a podcast that is scientifically proven to increase the number of friends you have.
Yeah, that's what we're questing for.
In an independent study conducted by us.
Yeah.
With each other.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Let us know. We are well, although I'm a bit out of it. I'm a bit tired.
I've not had a good day.
Oh.
That's why I need this.
That's why we're going to answer your funniest questions.
Why did you say it like that? First, let's read out some comments.
That's an excellent idea.
And you know what? I got out the video just in time this week.
So we got some
comments.
I haven't seen these.
Cold ketchup for the win.
Yes. It wasn't a controversial opinion.
That's my coworker.
Oh.
I will be talking to her about that tomorrow. I agree with the all in capitals. I agree with the bars. It is a huge waste of time. I still do it. It's just not something I enjoy.
I still do it. But you can shower, sure. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't have a shower. Sad.
Well, if you don't have a shower, I would expect you to
bathe. Have a bath that's of some sort.
Yeah.
Baths are a waste of time, but that is why it's a luxury for me.
What? How does that make it a luxury?
Because I enjoy them still.
It's a hassle.
It's warm and soft and like a big hug.
Okay. My controversial opinion is that I think the film Pixels is one of the 7 best movies.
I've never seen Pixels.
No, neither have I.
But I know you're wrong.
Why 7?
They must have a list.
7 best movies.
Surely.
Not 5.
Surely,
or 10.
Surely that just means it's your 7th favourite movie.
Yeah.
Because why would you be that specific?
7. Well, you're wrong, but somebody just put, I agree.
Oh dear.
And there are a lot of opinions in that video, so I don't know how you could just agree. John's knee is leaking.
My knee's leaking. I fell over. Cry for John.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on it.
My mum's controversial opinion. Yes. I'm not sure this is actually controversial. It's something I do because she does it. She doesn't go by sell-by dates. Sniff it. It's what your nose is for. That's what I do with everything.
I agree to some extent. Like, I won't throw something out just because it's past its sell-by date.
You're a bit funny about things.
Am I?
You're more sensitive to it than I am.
If there's mold on a piece of bread, you're not allowed to just pick off the bits of mold you can see, because the mold is rooted deep in the bread's core.
No,
it's true.
Nah, pick
but
off
I,
the mold,
I keep
eat
I keep veg
anyway.
For way longer than it says because our
pick off the
so
mold,
cold.
Save the loaf.
It's just not healthy.
I mean, if there's a lot. I'm obviously going to get rid of the loaf. But if there's like a spot of it on one slice,
that means it's
matey
growing
boy.
Everywhere in the bread.
That's what my loaf of bread is like right now.
That revolts me.
Sorry. Well, I've not died yet and I've had a lot of sandwiches this week, so. I agree. Sniff it and it will be fine.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Fair enough.
This is my dad now.
Oh. Father?
John slowly realising he was about to be attacked for the nonsense of cold ketchup on warm food once he realised he likes it when they equalise. So you like it when your ketchup warms up and your food cools down, which is stupid.
I mean, that was just trying to sway you over to my side. I still love the contrast. I love the cold and the hot.
Yeah, but you're a weirdo.
Well... Clearly, some people agreed.
Well, clearly, my father does not.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, somehow, in that household.
Oh, okay.
The debauchery that goes on with your ketchup.
Sniffing milk.
Sniffing your ketchup while it's still warm.
You don't need to sniff ketchup. It doesn't go off. Thank you for your comments,
thank
parents.
Thank you, parents and others. Co-workers, friends,
everyone.
Countrymen. Please send us more... questions, suggestions, comments, anything you like. Tell us what your name means. Throwback.
We're still doing that.
To thefriendshipquest@gmail.com or on Anchor via a voice message or on Katie's TikTok.
At KTHP Theatre.
In case you weren't already following.
HP does not stand for Harry Potter.
It's
question answered.
HP Source, which we keep fridge cold.
And sniff it.
Mm.
Okay,
What's right. our question today, Katie?
John.
Yes.
It's a good question.
Is that because you came up with it?
No, it's because it will numb the pain.
Ah. Well, what is it?
What is the best dinosaur?
Whoa. That was quite fast. That was going to be a real speedy TikTok.
TikTok video.
Video.
What is it, John? Tell me now. What's the best dinosaur? I need to know.
My favourite dinosaur is the good dinosaur.
Yeah. Arlo.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I don't remember it.
Have you watched it?
I think I have.
Oh, I thought you hadn't watched it.
I don't remember.
I remember having to explain the plot to you in a different episode because yeah. you hadn't watched it.
Maybe I haven't. Or maybe I haven't forgot, but I don't remember. What about, have you seen Land Before Time?
Yes, iconic
that,
movie.
That was good, yeah.
I don't remember that one particularly. Again, we should watch remember. That.
Mm.
Littlefoot in it.
Yes.
Right?
I think so.
I think that's what he was called.
I don't know if if anyone will know that. Anyone and younger like, than us would have watched it.
Dipsy or something.
Yeah,
or was that Teletubby?
Might have also been a Teletubby. Okay.
Anyway.
My love of dinosaurs sprung from Dinosaur King. Did you ever watch Dinosaur
King? I don't
know
what that is.
It was on in the mornings, along with like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. It was like an... It was, I think it wasn't Japanese. It might have been Japanese, but it was like an anime-style cartoon
okay.
where kids found these cards that were like weirdly like regenerated dinosaurs, and they brought them back to life and used them to fight each other. And it was pretty epic, and I always wanted to be a dinosaur handler
yeah.
with my own set of dinosaurs. And I think my favourite from there was Paraceratophus.
Okay.
Which is a herbivore. They looked pretty, even though we probably don't know what colour they were.
Mm.
But it was sort of green and purpley. Fun.
Now.
Oh.
My knowledge of dinosaurs isn't as extensive as you might think it is.
For someone who goes on about dinosaurs every other episode.
Because they're epic.
They but are epic.
My knowledge, because I used to really, really like dinosaurs when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But that knowledge has left me since then. I had a giant poster on my wall. There was loads of different types of dinosaurs and like little facts about them.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. Where'd it go, parents?
Parents.
I want that poster back. But I don't know where it started from, really. Because I had that poster. I went to see a show, Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yes. Okay.
That was epic.
The Science Museum. Oh, no, Natural History Museum in London. Always big dinosaur exhibits, loved it.
Yeah,
went crazy for that.
And obviously one of the best TV shows ever,
Primeval.
Why are you laughing? I wasn't joking, John.
I know.
Feel like you're mocking me.
I know you weren't joking.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Are you gonna tell me Primeval wasn't good?
I again don't remember it very well. I did watch it a bit, but. When we come to talk about dinosaurs, I think there's some important facts we should acknowledge. In that, you know, we say dinosaur, but that covers a very broad range of creatures.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, in terms of DNA, they're, like, more different than we are to many species today, right?
Okay.
And, like, most of them lived far apart, like the T-Rex and the Triceratops, or maybe Stegosaurus. I don't remember. I feel like they lived further apart from each other than they do to us, you know?
Yeah, there is something like that.
So they covered millions of years, whereas we've only been around for like tens of thousands of years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to think about that. Think about it while we're talking about them.
They deserve our respect.
You want to go back and see the dinosaurs? You've
They're
got to
our
go across.
Elders.
They are our ancestors, our predecessors. And if you go back, if you say, I want to go back and see the dinosaurs, you better be very specific. Because you got to traverse millions of years if you want to see different ones.
Worship the ancient chickens.
The ancient birds. I love that we think chickens were T-Rexes or whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's also cool about dinosaurs. Our knowledge of them changes all the time. In the news, sometimes you're like, oh, this dinosaur we thought was a dinosaur was actually just lots of different dinosaurs put together wrong.
Yeah. And they also think, like, a T-Rex looks nothing like we used to think T-Rex looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah. And most of them probably had feathers.
Yeah.
And not just scales.
It's deep, bruh.
I love dinosaurs.
Anyway, best dinosaur.
Okay, I'm going to put it out here now. Pterodactyl.
Well, we need categories first.
Okay,
you know how I am about rating things with categories.
You love to define, put things in a box.
I do, that's me.
What are your categories, Katie?
Rideability.
Okay.
I want to be able,
to ride
the dinosaur.
I think whether it will kill you is a good one. Because, let's be real, you're not making friends with a T-Rex.
Well, it depends.
It will chomp
what we're going for, right?
Mm.
Are we going for the best dinosaur or the best dinosaur for a friend?
Let's say what would make like the best pet dinosaur.
Okay.
And then what's like the best dinosaur?
Okay, the most epic and the most...
Friendly.
Friend.
The most friend.
I think rideability goes across both those.
Okay. Do you think a T-Rex would let it ride? To be fair, it probably can't do anything once you're up there.
I feel like it's pretty rideable.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about whether it's going to eat me or not.
Yeah, okay.
That's a different category.
I mean, I feel like most dinosaurs, once you're on their back, there's probably not much they can do.
Like, Pterodactyl will get mega points for rideability.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's the best.
So we'll get that. Rideability. Pet-wise, cuddle opportunities.
Cuddle opportunities. Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully, if we are envisaging them to be, like, feathery, they're probably much more pleasant than like a scaly lizard.
And then I think you could say viciousness, which if it's high, it might be quite epic, but if it's low, it might be pet.
Mm. Yeah, I think you've got to consider like whether they're meat eaters or herbivores, you know?
And then cuteness.
Okay. Okay.
As in like, if it's ugly... minus
mean.
Points in both categories.
Okay, sure. I don't know how we're going to assess that, but sure. I think like special features, like horns, wings,
makes it cute though.
I know, but I feel like
accessories.
Yes, like compare a stegosaurus.
So
to just,
many
like,
points to the stegosaurus.
Yeah, it's got all those spines. It's way better than any other dinosaur that doesn't have spines but is the same shape.
Okay.
Okay. Happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's explore.
Okay. I like this one's name, okay. So I think it gets points for the name.
First up, we have Albertosaurus.
Which would be great as a pet, because you'd call it Albert, and that's adorable.
Everyone's calling it Albertosaurus Albert.
Yeah.
You got to come up with a funnier name.
True. He looks a bit vicious.
He's a
definitely rideable.
Yeah. Closely related to a Tyrannosaurus. Which we all know what that looks like. So imagine like...
It has little arms.
I imagine it's like a smaller Tyrannosaurus.
Ooh, top of the food chain, apparently. Ran
Absolutely.
Really fast.
Yeah.
Ooh, the little like hood above its eyes.
Yeah, it's got
brightly coloured.
It's got a little hood over its eyes. That's kind of cute. Almost like cat ears. He is a cute boy.
I don't know. I feel like it's low on quite a lot of categories.
I think for viciousness, it's good.
It's quite vicious.
I don't think it would beat a T-Rex, for example. So we can't rate it that high.
Yeah.
I would keep Albert. I'd keep a little Albert.
Little Albert. Baby Albert.
Baby Albert.
Mm-hmm. Right, an Allosaurus is in Dinosaur, the Disney movie.
I've heard of Allosaurus plenty of times.
I can't remember what the name of the dinosaur in Dinosaur is called. But he's an Allosaurus.
It preys on Stegosaurus.
Oh, minus points.
I might have even hunted, like, Diplodocus.
Whoa.
Okay, that's kind of
epic. Extra points for epic. Imagine taking down a Diplodocus.
So these things are, like, smaller T-Rexes. I'm picturing them. They're sort of a cross between, like, a T-Rex and a raptor.
It's 12 metres, apparently.
It's big.
Big boy.
I mean, they're all big, aren't they? But like Diplodocus, like
it does
those
say
are the...
one of the largest predators of the Jurassic period.
Oh, really?
It got them stripes as well.
Were T Rex around in Jurassic period?
I don't know.
No,
I'm not a history expert.
Yes.
Epic.
Okay, this is epic.
I quite like that dinosaur.
Diplodocus
not for a pet.
Are big.
Oh, hello.
Ankylosaurus.
This gets style points. Ankylosaurus has all the style. That is a fashion icon.
It has like a spiky, so it's one of those ones with like a sort of hammerhead tail. Like it's got a ball on the end of its tail that it can whack around.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And its back is sort of like got these weird pebbly spines on.
Yeah.
Mm. And then its head is like a helmet with like spikes sort of coming out either side.
Iconic.
Pretty cool.
Not rideable. That's gonna hurt.
Yeah, not be the most comfortable ride. But I feel like you could, you know.
He looks cute though. Look at his little face.
Very cute. I think just because it's more, all of the ones that are on four legs look a bit more inviting.
Yeah.
And I imagine, I don't know what, is this a herbivore? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Armoured dinosaurs.
It's 10 metres in length.
I think they're in the same group as stegosaurians. So I think
it might be a herbivore because it says that the tail is an effective weapon against predators.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not killing anything with it.
It's adorable. It won't hurt you.
It looks kind of like it's going to start wagging that tail if it's happy.
Yeah. And it'll fight off predators for you. It's perfect.
It's so cute.
I think that one's winning so far.
Yeah. This one's pretty epic. Apatosaurus?
I'd say Apatosaurus, indeed.
I mean, it's huge.
20 to 30 tons.
20 to 23 meters. Scary.
That is large and in charge.
It achieved its colossal size by eating plants rather than meat.
Well, most of the big boys, like the Brontosaurus, Eudiplodocus, they're all plant eaters. They're all herbivores. Mm. And they're massive. They probably need to be, you know?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh?
This is a Brontosaurus.
Is it?
It says, Brontosaurus was discovered after Apatosaurus. At the time, it was thought to be a different dinosaur, but it was later found to be an Apatosaurus.
So there's no such thing as a Brontosaurus. Oh, so it is a Brontosaurus.
What?
Okay.
I've been
lied
bamboozled.
Positively bamboozled.
That's a Brontosaurus.
Okay, so it's a really big, it's got a long neck, giraffe neck. I don't know why I said giraffe.
There's a
neck.
Twist in the tail. Recent studies have found that the Brontosaurus may not be an Apatosaurus after all. I've been bamboozled again.
It's a double bluff. They're so big. I wonder if they need to be that big to like reach really tall leaves.
Well, that's the giraffe thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. So I wonder if there were bigger trees back in the old days. Everything was bigger back then. You seen like the massive insects?
Yeah.
Scary.
Spooky, scary.
Okay, well, that is a large lad. And I'm...
Strong rideability.
Yes.
Strong rideability.
Curve in the neck, perfect for riding. Would take you up high or low.
It's basically a slide.
Basically a living slide that walks around with you.
Mm.
You could feed him leaves.
Yeah.
You'd stomp your enemies.
But it is huge.
Hard to keep in a house.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, this is one of my favourites. Archaeopteryx.
Archaeopteryx, okay.
I think that's how you say it.
It looks like the scariest bird you've ever seen in your life, basically. I think it's a good description of
it. Yeah, they're very small, I think.
is it? Okay.
Yeah, but they're very, very fast, one of the fastest, and they have like these big feathery wings and like a feathery tail. So they are very much more bird-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says on this article, and animals like Archaeopteryx, but possibly not itself, were ancestors of all birds today, which is pretty crazy.
I mean, it's cute.
And it can glide. Oh, that's cool, right? Imagine it like running along the forest, like gliding over branches.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know why it's that epic.
I don't think it's that epic. I think it would be a great pet.
Why?
Because it's small and it's like a chicken. It's like a running fast flying chicken.
I just think it's not that cute.
Okay.
And what does it eat?
Probably like smaller creatures.
It looks like it would like scream at me.
It's probably eating those big insects.
It worries me because it looks like it would scream at me.
It does look like a screamer.
Yeah. I'm not as sold on that one as the one with the tail.
Fair enough. I'll give that to you.
Baryonyx. Barry!
Baryonyx. Barry.
Barry and Albert would get on along great. why does its face look like that?
For eating fish. I presume.
Right, this is ugly.
I'm
going to say it.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
It's just got a long face, like a crocodile.
Yeah,
almost.
But I also don't like anything about it.
It's got some of the worst features I've seen.
I mean, they even said that they came across a strange fossil.
Yeah.
They looked at that fossil and they thought, that's weird.
That's not normal. Oh dear.
There's not a lot of information there for it, but it bores me.
Okay.
Well, I'm moving on.
That's fair enough.
Brachiosaurus, right.
This is one of the big ones. The big tree eaters. Look at me on his hind legs
now,
eating that tree.
Now, what is the difference between a Brachiosaurus and a Brontosaurus? That's my question
I would
you,
guess
John.
They lived in different time periods.
This is big, big boy.
This is like one of the biggest boys, I think.
Its name means arm lizard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the biggest.
It's
boy.
Just like another bigger. So these are sauropods. These are like all the same type. It's mm-hmm. Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus, or whatever it was actually called. What was it called?
I don't remember.
But anyway, they're very similar looking things. I like Brontosaurus though because he's got a bit of the thing on the eye.
Okay.
I think he's a bit more of an attractive beast.
I mean, epicness, Brachiosaurus is going to have to level up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's bigger.
Yes.
But pet-wise, it's worse. Way worse.
Okay. Ooh.
Hello.
Carnotaurus.
What are its arms? Oh my god.
It's got the stubbiest little arms you've ever seen.
Like, you think a T-Rex has stubby little arms.
This one has
you
even little arms.
You have not seen anything like
but
it.
But he moves super fast.
Yeah, it says
it's got
fast
a slightly
moving.
Spiny back, really small spines, and he's got two little horny
two
things.
Two horns!
Oh, that's super cute. I love the horns.
I love that.
Meat-eating bull is his nickname. Oh, that's what his name means.
Yes, I'm here for it.
That's a pretty epic little dino.
It gives me just the vibes I need in a dinosaur.
Yeah.
It makes me go, I want to protect that.
9 meters.
It makes me go, I wish it hadn't been wiped out, you know? Bring it back.
Bring it back. Come on, it's about time.
Bring it all back to you. You know? Bit of S Club.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. That's the next bit of the song.
I can't see what that is.
Compsognathus.
Right, minus points for not being able to say the name.
Just call him Compy.
It looks like something. Kind of looks like a platypus in the face.
Yeah, it's got like a weird duck bill almost.
Yeah, and its arms are very like a mole. Like its feet and its hands.
It's got a very long tail as well, which makes the rest of its body look smaller.
Very strange.
It's a bird-like bipedal predator. One of the smallest. Okay, that's quite cute.
So it's basically a mole.
Imagine that scuttling around. That would be cute.
Oh, however, several smaller dinosaurs have been discovered.
It doesn't actually say how big it is. That's a shame.
Only 2 specimens have been discovered.
Mmm, they must have been very tasty.
Yeah, rip.
R.I.P.
No. It's not giving me it.
Oh.
If it was cuter, I'd be all for it, but...
Okay.
Yes! Hello!
Deinocchus?
Somebody showed up for the catwalk. I can't say its name.
Deinonychus, I think.
Oh, I like that. Deinonychus.
Deinonychus,
yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
Okay, it has...
It's around 3 everything. Meters, so it's not that much taller than us.
Yo.
80 kilograms? That's as heavy as me.
Its name means terrible claw.
Deadly claws
on its
found
feet.
On its feet. So it's really clawy. It's got like feathery things at its elbows and on its tail. Like a little raptory thing.
It looks like it's going, yes!
I think you're basing this way too much on the artist's rendition of the
dinosaur.
Look
at it, it's like, yes!
But they're built for speed.
Yes.
They look pretty cool. I like the claws.
That's my favourite.
I think if you're thinking of a smaller dinosaur that's going to be an effective predator, this one's it.
Well, it's my favourite along with Spiky Boy.
Mm. Okay.
But he's got style.
There's style points.
That is epic. Okay.
All right. We love the accessories. See, I think that's going to be the deciding category.
Yeah, it is.
Diplodocus. It's just big.
Big.
It's so big. It's just like, come on.
I mean, it looks epic in that picture. I wonder how they got that photo.
Yeah, the boffins worked real hard for that photo. It's big, but
yeah,
you know, what can
like
you say?
Like all
the other
boys.
Sauropods, it's just large and in charge.
I love him, Ed Montesaurus.
Ed Montesaurus, he does look like an Edmund.
He does.
I encourage you to look up an Ed Montesaurus.
Look it up now.
It's sort of like
duck billed.
It almost looks like it was a raptor that sort of now flopped on its little legs.
Just developed a duck bill.
Yeah, I kind of love him. He's got
grazer. I just want to care for him.
His proportions are weird because he's sort of got like that classic raptor shape, but if he's on four legs, yeah.
No, it walked. Look,
it walked on its lower hind legs. Oh, okay, that would be
cute. Yeah, it walked on its hind legs, but walked on all four legs while grazing.
That's kind of cool.
Like a cow that like can stand
cow.
Up.
Epic cow.
I'm here for it. I want to love him. I want to make sure he is not hurt.
Okay.
By the
impending
meteor.
Protect Edmund.
Protect Edmund. Here we go.
Gigantosaurus.
Giganotosaurus. That's difficult to say.
It means giant southern lizard. So not just gigantic, it's southern as well.
It's even bigger than the T-Rex.
16 meters in length. Oh my gosh.
It was likely to have had good senses of both sight and smell.
Thank you. Very informative. So it's just a big T-Rex.
Yeah. That's pretty epic though, isn't it?
I'll give you that. Yeah.
It's got less stubby arms than the last one.
Yes. They're still real little arms.
Yeah. What is that about?
I mean, I've heard that they became... T-Rexes just didn't need arms, did they? And it made them faster.
Yeah.
Like they're built for speed, ultimate speed machines.
I mean, once again, I think I'm being swayed by the fact that this drawing is very colourful, so he looks pretty epic.
He does look pretty epic. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a big T-Rex. And maybe I can give him that, because it's better than a...
T-Rex.
I don't know. T-Rex is a bit basic, you know?
Yeah, it's too basic.
What's your favourite dinosaur? T-Rex? Okay.
Stop, hold the phone.
Gorgosaurus. Gorgosaurus.
He knows it as well.
He's very feathery, this one.
Yeah.
Which is probably more accurate than any of the other pictures.
Oh my god,
seen.
If they all look if a T-Rex looked like that, cuddle
probably
factor
did.
Gone up.
I mean, yeah.
I would cuddle.
This
that.
One looks like a T-Rex just with feathers. Gorgosaurus definitely lived up to its name, which means dreadful lizard. Oh, you are dreadful.
Look at that stance. He's so cool. I want to give him a hug.
It does just look like a feathery T-Rex, though. Let's be real.
I
want to
give him a hug.
You can give him a hug if you want. It'll be the last hug you ever give.
I don't really like hugs anyway, so.
Oh, so it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have that as my last hug. Cute. I like that one.
Fair enough.
Iguanodon.
Iguanodons are great. One of my favourites.
The second dinosaur ever to be named.
Yeah, they were discovered real quickly.
Spiked thumbs. Random.
Good thumbs up. That's a feature. I mean, they're just sort of big, dopey lizards. I love them.
Yeah.
They're just sort of clomping around.
Yeah.
They got a very, like, soft, rounded face. I love it.
Yeah.
Can't harsh that buzz.
Sorry about the background noise as well.
If you can hear it.
You can.
Oh.
From the basis of other episodes, you can. I'm sorry.
Megalosaurus.
This guy looks insane. He's ready to party. He's having a great time. Get on activewild.com. This is where the best drawings are. He's having a rave. He's living his best life. He's like, woo! Anyway.
Yeah.
Discovered in England. Plus points.
Plus points.
First dinosaur to be named.
Oh.
It was us.
We did it. It means great lizard. What? How boring.
He does look great, though.
He's having a great time. 9 meters in length. about 1 ton. So he's not the biggest, but, you know, that's a decent size.
Okay. Minmi.
Right, this is similar vibe. This is the Ankylosaura family, yeah, which is similar to the one we loved earlier. It doesn't have a spiky tail. It doesn't have, like, a bobble on its tail, though.
I like it. It's cute. It looks like...
On all fours, and it's got lots of spines on its back.
It looks like... Do I mean an armadillo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like an armadillo.
Yeah, it looks like a big armadillo. I love that. I prefer the other one.
It could move quickly.
No. He looks very clumpy.
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, waddling along.
It's not as good as the other one.
Yeah.
But it is adorable.
It is also very cute.
Not rideable.
No. Oh, here we go. Paracerelephus.
Yes.
One of my favourites. So I don't know, their bodies are really weird shapes. But I love their heads, because they've just got, like, this weird, like, bendy thing that goes back. Crest. A distinctive crest. Tubes inside of this crest were connected to its nostrils. And it's speculated it was to make sound. Can you imagine that? Imagine it banging its head around, or, like, I don't know. It's making all sorts of crazy noises with its head crest.
Definitely rideable.
Yeah. It's quite a sturdy-looking gal.
I would say potentially cuddleable.
Yeah. Put some feathers on that. They usually two legs.
Pretty epic.
Pretty epic. I think the colours would have been great. Males.
It's not inspiring me, John. I can't put my finger on it.
I just love the head. I'll be honest. It's the main thing. Males may have brightly coloured tails to attract females. Imagine it with all sorts of colours.
I'm going to move on.
Okay. Spinosaurus. I've seen one of these before.
This is a walking crocodile.
Yes.
Imagine if a crocodile stood up on its hind legs.
Crocodile on two legs, like a raptory thing with, like...
A fin on the back.
A spiky fin. That's pretty cool. I think that's a scary design.
It was larger than a T-Rex.
No way.
That's what it says.
15 metres in length, 23 tonnes. Okay.
Are you joking me?
That's terrifying.
The largest predator ever to have walked the earth. That thing is huge.
That thing is massive.
I'm scared.
Okay, this is pretty epic.
Oh, the sail helped it warm up faster.
What? How?
I don't know.
Maybe just collecting sun? It's like
allowing it to hunt when others could not. I don't know. How does that help it heat up? Is it to do with, like, surface area to volume?
Yeah, maybe it's diverting blood there or, like, away from there. I don't know.
I can't remember how surface area to volume works, but I reckon it's something to do with that.
Increasing surface area. So the spines are sort of like concertinaed. So it's sort of like a ripple effect. So maybe it's just got much more surface area, so it's not losing as much heat. Yeah. Because the smaller it is, smaller volume to surface.
That's, for me, winning for most epic dinosaur.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I'm terrified. I might not sleep tonight.
You don't want to meet that on a...
I would meet that.
On any one day.
Yes, I would.
He's not cuddleable.
No.
And I don't know if you could ride him even.
No. I want to meet him, though.
He'd eat you. Nice to meet you.
That's epic.
Okay.
Google a Spinosaurus.
I love it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stegoceras
was a big bipedal herbivore, and it's got the goofiest looking head you've ever seen.
And then the tiny little arms.
It's
underneath.
Got tiny arms. and it's like a domed head. It looks like a typical meat eater thing.
It's a dome headed dinosaur with a very thick skull.
It's got a fat dome for a head. What's it?
It doesn't look like it can function.
No, it looks like it should just flop over.
Yeah.
I mean, I love those dinosaurs.
It was a herd animal. Aww. It lived in little herds.
I mean, a lot of them probably
ran around together with their little dome heads.
What are the ones with, like, the sort of the domey heads that they bash together? I imagine it uses the dome head for something like that, butt people out of the way.
I don't know.
Mm,
but this dinosaur
maybe we'll find it.
Deserves to be deceased. because there's no way it lived a full life.
So look sad. At it.
That is not functioning. Its eyes. Look at its eyes. Look into its soul.
It doesn't have a soul.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Not on
Stegosaurus!
This. Stegosaurus!
I love a Stegosaurus.
I mean, what more can you say? It's pretty great.
Now, I do always say I want to ride a Stegosaurus. I just don't know how it's possible.
I mean, they're pretty big. You could probably fit between those spines.
Do you reckon?
They would keep you in place, maybe.
I mean, style points are through the roof.
Yeah, I love their tails. I love how they have, like, the two little spiky things going contrary to the other spines.
Serving looks.
And it's just got the perfect proportions,
its
you know?
Its brain was around the size of a walnut.
I mean, I've heard most dinosaur brains are pretty tiny.
But it's pointed it out for this one.
Yeah, it's trying to make you think it's super stupid.
Yeah.
I think T-Rexes are, like, the size of a pea. I've heard that before. Uh-huh. I could be wrong. But, like, they have, like, there's a reason we call them bird brains, because they literally, tiny little brains. No thoughts.
I love a Stegosaurus. I just don't think you can go wrong with a Stegosaurus.
Can't fault it. It's why it's so popular. The dinosaur marketing team knew what they were doing when they when they discovered Stegosaurus.
It's epic.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Succomimus. Succomimus?
It's got to be Succo, right?
It's
Succo.
Succomimus. That sounds more professional.
Yeah.
Succomimus was a member of the Spinosauridae family. So is it? It's like the Spinosaurus, but...
Oh, well, it doesn't. It's nowhere near as epic as the Spinosaurus.
That, it's got like a crocodile head, but it's a lot like... Yeah, it's a lot slimmer.
It's not living it up to its full potential.
I imagine it's an earlier version. Maybe.
It says early Cretaceous.
Yeah, so I think that's early, like in terms of in dinosaur world.
This was late Cretaceous.
Yeah, so by the end of it, I imagine they turned into this sort of thing. So it's got like a very, very shallow spiny thing on the back, which is probably the start of where they developed
sail,
it.
Yeah. No,
it's not good.
Got anything
no
for
style.
Me. Triceratops!
This is also one of my favourites.
I love a Triceratops. I prefer a Stegosaurus. I'm going to say it.
Oh. Okay.
No.
I prefer Triceratops.
I think I've been put off by Triceratops, because you know Land Before Time?
Yeah.
The Triceratops in that is irritating.
Yeah.
Was she like Sally or something?
Was she yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have vivid memories of that. But I don't remember her name.
No. Sally could have just been something I've completely invented. Mm. That doesn't sound like a very dinosaur name.
Triceratops
Oh, she was so stuck up. It just really put me off Triceratops.
Three-horned face. Aww. I love herbivores that can defend themselves, right? Mm. He's vicious, but he won't hurt you.
They're also like, I'm better. Like, I could go kill a dinosaur if I wanted, but actually, I'm going to munch on this plant.
Mm.
So... Screw you,
T-Rex. Like, they would stick
T-Rex.
Up for themselves. They would fight T-Rexes.
Yeah.
That's pretty epic. And they'd fight Albert. That's what it says.
Does it? Yeah. Rip Albert.
We all know what a Triceratops looks like. Can't beat it. Pretty epic.
Whoa.
Troodon, I think.
It looks like it's already deceased.
Yeah, it's got a very gaunt face.
It's got, like, a tail that looks like those creatures that are in, like, deep ocean that light up.
Oh, yeah, like an anglerfish. Yeah. It's got a very, very thin tail with, like, a feathery bit at the end.
Other than that, it looks like a bird with a monkey face.
It looks like a burnt chicken.
It looks like a burnt chicken,
with a long tail.
Yeah.
Not about it. 2 meters, so about our height.
Waist high, it says.
Waist high to a man.
It would have stood waist high to a man.
Okay, and 2 meters in that. Yeah, okay, I can see that. Oh, it's got sharp claws.
Okay, you have good eyesight. Like.
It doesn't look like
it. T-Rex!
Classic. Can't beat it. I don't know why T-Rex became the most famous. Do you know?
No.
But I think something about it, I mean, it means like tyrant king, doesn't it?
It says it's intelligent. You lied to me.
I mean... I don't think they weren't intelligent. I think they just had small brains, you know?
Oh, why did it skull. Just... That is so sad. Like, I'm actually devastated. Why did it put in the sentence? It lived right to the end of the Cretaceous period, becoming extinct along with all the other non-bird dinosaurs in the Cretaceous Paleogene extinction event. I don't need to know when it died.
Okay, I got that the wrong way around. Cretaceous was the end. Jurassic might have been the start.
I'm actually tearing up a little bit.
No particular T-Rex. Most of the T-Rexes were already dead by this point. Does that comfort you?
No. They all died, John.
Yeah. They lived way longer than us.
They deserved more.
Why?
We're horrible. We don't deserve anything. They did. It wasn't their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. And now they're dead.
I guess.
And what are we doing? Killing the planet they left behind. Why are we still here?
They just... Well, they were inferior because they couldn't adapt to the...
How dare
extinction
you?
Extinction event.
How dare you?
If you can't make the cut, you get cut.
Velociraptors.
Another classic. I do like a velociraptor.
Yeah.
Swift Plunderer is its name. Late Cretaceous period, so also would have died out with the T-Rex. Oh, what a shame.
Why?
Oh, big sad. Oh, dear.
Stop!
But they were fast, I think, and, you know...
Yeah.
Vicious.
Yeah.
They're in Jurassic Park, aren't they?
They're always portrayed as very intelligent, and I don't know whether that's a thing. Like, in Jurassic Park, they're, like, super clever.
I imagine...
And I'm not talking about the one that starts speaking.
I imagine that... Because, again, they are late Cretaceous.
Yeah.
Because they are more the most... theoretically, the most advanced dinosaurs, along with T-Rex. They're probably, like, the most evolved versions of themselves. They probably are, like, the most intelligent in some sense.
Yeah.
They know what's going on. And they are built for speed. Look at those little claws, teeth.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. It's like a more compact T-Rex.
But I do think if we picked Velociraptor or T-Rex for either of these categories... We're letting the team down, because...
Yeah.
No.
It's too basic.
Is
that the end of the list?
Yeah, I have my answers.
Okay. We haven't even seen Pterodactyl, though.
Oh, good point.
So sad.
What? Let me keep scrolling.
And we haven't seen any sea ones.
Oh, hang on a second. We are not done. This is...
Like, what about Mega Shark?
Mega Shark?
What about Ultrasaurus? That's the biggest dinosaur.
Oh, I'm annoyed. Hang on. I was ready to give my answer there, but I've been played. List of... I'm going to put best dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
I love it because it has a silent P in its name. I think that's reason enough to give it all the points. But they're super fast flying dinos.
It was not able... Wait, what?
New research
suggests... Wait, this is so funny for me. If you are wondering what it would have been like to ride one of these creatures, which rewind to the start of the episode where I said, oh yeah, pterodactyls, all the
for
points
the
for riding. We've got bad news for you. New research suggests that owing to its unique anatomy, your dragon dino was not able to take off.
That's the ultimate sad.
Wait, so could it fly or not?
Maybe it glided?
Are they suggesting it cannot fly?
There are definitely gliding dinos. I don't know if there are flying dinos.
Can it fly?
Can it fly?
To only be able to take to the air once it... What?
Oh, maybe it's just like they couldn't at some point in their growth process. I mean, I think they can fly. And I'm going to say they can.
They still didn't win. Sorry.
Well, it's a team effort here. We can have our own winners.
I mean, they are pretty cool.
I love their little spiky heads. I love their long little tails. Oh, okay, here we go.
This is cool.
Mosasaurus is a... Well, it's an ocean-y one.
Water dinosaur!
Water dinosaur. It's like a big, scary water dinosaur. I don't know how to describe it.
Experts believe that due to their barrel-shaped bodies and poor vision, these prehistoric fish dinosaurs avoided deep seas and stayed near the surface of the water. So they weren't actually very good at it. That's what I'm being told there.
Well, they were like, they're probably like river. They're like the modern day hunting fish.
I mean, it looks like a scary dolphin.
It's a scary, it's a big, fat, scary dolphin. Pretty epic, though. Diplodocus, big boy. Ooh!
Styracosaurus.
Styracosaurus is like, so there are lots of like Triceratopsy type dinosaurs, and this is another one. It's just got one horn, but then it's got like lots of horns around the sort of fan on its head. And it I mean, in this picture, it's like red and it's like orangey black sort of cow print. Looks pretty epic.
It does.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I love his little spiky head. So I think we've skipped over potential flying or fish dinosaurs,
they
but
just
let's
didn't
be real.
Come up.
It's not going to be the best, is it? But if pterodactyls can fly, they are definitely one of my favourites.
Okay. I'm going to say.
Okay.
My pet dinosaur win is the Ankylosaurus.
Yes, I'm going to agree with you. They are adorable.
He's just so gosh darn cute.
I love their little heads and then their spiky bodies. And then the little waggy tail.
Yeah.
That would swat away anyone else.
Yeah.
I didn't want near me.
And you know what? I feel like I could fashion some sort of saddle that would make it more comfortable.
Its spines look quite rounded. So I reckon you could definitely fit a saddle to them.
Yeah.
In fact, you could design a saddle with like interlocking little spines.
Yeah.
And you would be the most secure on that boy's back.
And then you can correct me if you disagree.
Okay.
But I think the most epic dinosaur, where'd it go? There he be, Spinosaurus.
I think, it's certainly the most fearsome, right?
Epic.
Can't beat it. If it's bigger than a T-Rex, if it's the mightiest predator.
It's the largest one.
And it is horrific. I do love him. I love Parasaurolophus as well, though. You know what? I'm going to give it up. Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I mean, I think the pterodactyls did hunt. So I'd give it to pterodactyls for being fearsome in that sense.
Okay.
But I can imagine it being more fearsome to humans. Like, imagine you're walking around. You get plucked out of the air into the sky.
True.
But I concede, yes, Spinosaurus is pretty ferocious.
Yes!
Well played.
Thank you. And now I've learned a lot about dinosaurs.
Yeah,
so
I think we've educated ourselves.
Next time I see my nephew, who's literally obsessed with dinosaurs, it'll be really impressive.
There you go.
I'll be like, what are your views on the Spinosaurus? And then that little four-year-old will be like...
Well, I think we've come to the end of our dinosaur journey. And so thank you for listening along with us. Let us know what your favourite dinosaur is and why.
And now I promise I'll get over it. And
eventually.
It won't be talked about anymore.
That's not going to happen.
No more dinosaurs.
It's okay if you talk about dinosaurs. I just think you should reevaluate wanting to visit them.
No, this has made me
it
want
won't
to visit
end
them
well.
More. I want to get to whatever the cute one's called. What's the cute one?
Ankylosaurus?
And that one.
Was that one the one?
Yeah.
Very
I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to save me an Ankylosaurus. Bring it back with me. Could you imagine how epic everybody would think I was?
I'd think you were, you know, the cat's pajamas. Right. I'm tired.
I want food!
I'm so hungry. Right. Thank you for listening, and yes, let us know. Send us any comments, questions, suggestions to thefriendshipquest@gmail.com or on Anchor or Katie's TikTok.
Yeah.
And until next time, don't forget that no matter how fast you run, you will never outrun us. What a twist. You thought I was going to say
a
dinosaur.
You won't outrun me as I run my Spinosaurus.
Oh.
Can't ride a Spinosaurus.